This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn, and we're starting off the show today with a discussion on custody rights from the point of view of fathers. Now, this is coming to the fore because a new fathers' rights advocacy group, FRAM, or the Fathers' Rights Association of Malaysia, is calling for the laws around divorce and custody to essentially keep up with the times. Now, the law in question is the Law Reform Divorce and Marriage Act 1976. More on this later. And essentially, co-founders Malcolm Fernandez and Sheikh Falik Sheikh Mansour said that the law is unfair to fathers, and it often ends up in practice with mothers being granted sole custody of their children. And they said essentially that, look, if a father wants to play an important role in the life of his child, and if he's willing to fight for his share of equal custody in court, he should be allowed to do so. So there are two things happening here, right? The fathers group is working on a bill that they're hoping to push through in Parliament. But in the meantime, they're also looking to make reforms in the existing law, at least for now. And just to take a closer look at what the law itself says. So it does say that the court may place a child in the custody of his or her father or his or her mother, or where there are exceptional circumstances making it undesirable that the child be entrusted to either parent. You know, they would look at other relatives of the child or association, which would include child welfare and the like. And I think quite crucially here, the law also says there shall be a rebuttable presumption that it is for the good of a child below the age of 7 years to be with his or her mother. But in deciding whether the presumption applies to the case, the court should think about the undesirability of disturbing the life of a child by changes of custody. So the law itself does indicate a certain level of equality, albeit it's different for children who are below the age of 7. And I think what we do need to talk about here is the application of the law. So if that's what the law says, how is it being applied in courts? Why is it that fathers are feeling so shortchanged, right, by the custody battles? And I think looking also into the wider conversations that this opens up about the parenting roles that perhaps, I mean, would have applied in the past and don't necessarily apply now, of the mother as purely as homemaker, purely as primary caregiver for a child, and the father purely as a provider of money and income for the household and the secondary caregiver. Because the assumption, I think, still remains that mothers are the ones who are tasked primarily with caring for the kid. And that's why the assumption is, in the event of a divorce, priority goes towards the mom. So I think questioning that premise involves questioning all these larger questions around parenting and gender roles, and we're going to get into that shortly. In the meantime, though, do you think that we need to change our custody laws? And what might that look like? If you'd like to share your thoughts or any stories, you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we're going to be speaking with Malcolm Fernandez and Sheikh Falik, both of whom are co-founders of the Fathers' Rights Association of Malaysia. That's coming your way right after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Business, finance, and music. BFM 89.9.
It's just about 5:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. We are talking today about custody rights from the point of view of fathers. This is coming because the Fathers' Rights Association of Malaysia is calling really for the laws around divorce and custody to keep up with the times. We've been asking you, what do you think? Do we need to change our custody laws? You can let us know by calling 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And to find out more about the association and what they stand for, we're crossing over to Malcolm Fernandez and Sheikh Falik, both of whom are co-founders of the Fathers' Rights Association of Malaysia. Malcolm, Sheikh, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure.
So, all right, how did the Fathers' Rights Association of Malaysia come about and what does it stand for?
Hi. Well, it started from a WhatsApp group that Malcolm have started in 2019, I think, when he was having some personal fight with this custody battle, and he formed a group chat, and many fathers also joined, and a year later I'll join in, and I find that it's a very nice place for fathers like me. Even that time, 1 year ago, I was having a very silent depression, and it's kind of nice to have Malcolm to give me some comfort, advice, and seeing other fathers, and then I also end up advising other people and so on. Then later, after a month, I told Malcolm, hey, I've done a few things advocating in Malaysia before. I think I can do this. Why not we do it together? And we find seven fathers from seven different states, because that's how you need to form a Malaysia National Association. And there's so many fathers around Malaysia, you know, who are so happy that we are having this idea. And the rest is history. So me and Malcolm co-founded this with five more others, fathers. And we registered in February. And by May, we got certified. And from June onwards, it's been very, very overwhelming.
We spoke a little bit earlier about what you are looking into, but perhaps you can expand, right? Like in this journey from WhatsApp group to a formal association, what are some of the key things that you're championing and working towards?
Well, we are advocating for shared custody and parenting. That's what we are standing for. It's not about father's rights to have full custody of a child, because we believe that once you're a parent, you will be a parent until you die. A couple can break up, a couple can be separated, but once you're a parent, a family bonding is important. Whatever happened, your family bonding is important. I have many friends, not in Malaysia, unfortunately, but I have many friends in abroad, and maybe one or two in Malaysia, who have very mature family bonding with their exes, you know? I have a friend who divorced recently, and she give access to the ex-husband to come and see the kids anytime he wants. So that's what shared custody and parenting is all about. It's not about, okay, 1 week you take, 1 week I take. No, it's about a family bonding that continues, you know, for the sake of the child's mental health as well.
And if we could look at the law, maybe you could talk to us about the Law Reform Divorce and Marriage Act 1976, especially in terms of what it says and how it's been applied.
Well, Lynn, the Law Reform Divorce and Marriage Act 1976 is one of those rare acts. Now, we've all seen how legislations continuously evolve. And there are numerous legislations out there that have been amended, re-amended, and it's gone back to Parliament. And it's just gone on to reflect the changes in time and the modern world that we live in. But when it comes to, sadly, the Law Reform Divorce and Marriage Act 1976, what we have is Section 88, and the bane of contention is Section 88 sub 3, where it presents a rebuttable presumption that a child below 7, well, it automatically goes to the mother. Now, is it an irrebuttable presumption? No, it is rebuttable, but the threshold to rebut that, it's really high. Now, we can see that in the form of the following. Out of 100 cases that goes to court, really, you'll probably look at maybe one that goes to the father. You know, and that too, it is based on a very, very, very high threshold that the father is required to prove. And in most times, the father is unable to prove. He is a good father. He does everything for the child. But you have this issue of the period of nurture. You know, the law feels that a child below 7 is better off with the mother. A child below 7 is more dependent on the mother in terms of it, their physical and emotional needs. That is no longer the case. So if ever there has to be a change, it must be on this particular provision. It is damning on children all across Malaysia.
So in looking at the articles which both of you have spoken in, right, there you've both discussed how attitudes and stereotypes towards childcare contribute to the law being interpreted in a certain way. And I think, Malcolm, you touched on it there. Sure. But perhaps you could elaborate.
Sure. Well, once again, you have an act which was enacted in 1976. In 1976, what was the gender roles? The gender roles were essentially the father goes out, brings in the money, the mother stays at home and looks after the children. That was in 1976. Now, things have changed. Women these days are all geared up for gender equality. They're going all out. They are breaking the glass ceiling. So you have a lot of fathers now who have reversed the roles. You have a lot of stay-home fathers. You have fathers who are more proactive. I don't like to use this word that many people use, are you a hands-on father? No, you're not a hands-on father, neither are you a hands-on mother. You are a father and you are a mother, full stop. So the fact remains now that a lot of fathers are really moving forward. There are a lot of fathers who do much, much more. They cook, they clean, they help out, they take care of the child's emotional and physical needs. So what needs to be done is that we need to stop living the dark ages. We need to stop thinking that fathers are predominantly the earners in the family. It is not the case. There are a lot of fathers out there who earn much less. The wives are CEOs. You've got ministers in parliament now who are female, member of parliaments who are female, and the numbers are growing. So we need to look at the fact that really this whole very caveman sort of stereotyping no longer applies in this present world that we live in. So that needs to be noted.
So what progress has been made in terms of pushing for reforms to that specific section of the Law Reform Divorce and Marriage Act 1976?
Well, Lynn, we are finalising a paper that we want to submit to the parliament, to the government, about automatic shared custody and parenting. So meaning, when a divorce happens, automatically, by law, both parents have shared parenting and custody. It doesn't go straight to the mother automatically. And even in the law, it doesn't mention specifically the visitation period of a father. But by practice, over these years, a father have from alternate weekends to only 15 minutes video call per week. So it's such a vast difference. And people will start tell me sometimes, they say, oh, it's okay, lah, bro, you've got 2 weeks once to see your kid. I said, why is it okay? You know, when I came back to my house, I told my son 7 years ago that I have to give you to mommy. I said, I don't want. I want to stay with you. So there's no there's no rights there, you know. Why must, even if there is a right, why must a court ask a seven-year-old where you want to stay, your mother or your father? So when we have this automatic shared parenting and custody, like some of the Nordic countries have, there won't be any fight. And parents, both sides, who don't have money to engage a lawyer, it's okay because by law, it's already shared parenting. So that's what we are pushing for, and we are finalizing a paper. And the awareness that we have for the past four, we are only 4 months old, Lynn. And people like you, you know, we love you so much, you know. Thank you, the media. We have been very supportive of our advocacy. And yeah, I think we will finally submit a paper soon.
I know that you've both spoken about this, but I just wanted to return to it, not so much from a legal point of view, but as parents, as fathers, right? Why is it important for both parents to have equal access to their child? I mean, how do you see that playing out in terms of the raising of your child, the development and growth of your child?
Well, Lynn, that's an amazing question, something that a lot of Malaysians and the activists in Malaysia have really strangely failed to highlight. Now, the concept of shared parenting is really a concept which is increasing in popularity. We see this really doing a fantastic job in Scandinavian countries. Comparatively, in 34 Western countries, in a survey conducted in 2005-2006, the proportion of 11 to 5-year-olds staying in a shared parenting arrangement was a sole custody was highest in Sweden by 17%, followed by Iceland, Belgium, Denmark, Italy, Norway, Ukraine, Poland, Croatia, Turkey, Netherlands, Romania. I mean, it's astounding. And why is this happening in such a push? Because there has been epidemiological studies on the effect of shared parenting on children, which was conducted using broad cross-sectional and longitudinal study designs. And what it has shown is that it ultimately benefits children. Now, we all think in a very high conflict divorce or custody battle, it doesn't augur very well to place a child with both parents. But you know what? Here's news for everyone. Studies have shown, even Harvard has come out of a report to say, you know what? It really tends to pan out. Kids are able to be more resilient. They end up having better psychological aspects taken care of. Their physical health is improved. Their moods, emotions, self-perception, autonomy, parental relations, material outcomes, peer relations, school satisfaction, social acceptance. Now, these are just a few. We have actually seen studies which have shown that when you place a child in a parent as opposed to both parents, children who live with a parent tends to do worse off in school. They tend to have issues with alcoholism, teenage pregnancy, drug abuse, substance abuse, and all of that. But way back recently, there was a study done by Dr. Malin Bergstrom. And Dr. Malin actually realized that when you have shared parenting, it eliminates all of this, you know. And it has really seen that the adolescent behavior, mental health, which is really important. I think a couple of days ago, our health minister, Kari Jamaluddin, spoke about mental health for children. Now, this is something really, really important, which we all should be asking. Shared parenting ultimately benefits the children. It benefits them, and studies have shown that.
We just have a couple of minutes left. What has the response been like since the association started? Have there been many fathers who have approached you to seek help?
Yeah, I mean, we have received a very overwhelming response. We only started to launch our Facebook like 2.5 months. We already have 600 likes, thousands of engagement. We have our own podcast. And it's very emotional because when fathers, men don't really speak about their sadness, you know. And when they call you, a fellow father, telling you that they are sad, please help me. I'm worried that I can't see my kids, you know. And they also feel very comfortable talking to us because they know that they have seen me talking, they have seen Malcolm talking. We come up with so many interviews, and they feel comfortable talking to us because they know that we have gone through it, and now we're putting all our sadness energy into this, and we want to solve this problem as soon as possible because this is something that has been going on since 1976. You know, imagine PM have just managed to come up with the statistics of 78,000 people have divorced. Imagine 78,000 fathers who may not be able to see his kids for the past 1 year, what more for the past years, you know? So yeah, we have, me and Malcolm sometimes have to answer call at 2 o'clock in the morning. That's what we are here for, you know? So it's been very overwhelming, Lynn.
Gentlemen, thank you both so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having us, Lynn. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Malcolm Fernandez and Sheikh Falik, both of whom are co-founders of the Fathers' Rights Association of Malaysia, which is calling really for changes to the laws around divorce and custody to keep up with the times, to look at shared custody when it comes to the child. Let us know what you think. Do we need to change our custody laws? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back with your messages after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.